it's like another bit of your family in a way, isn't it? Because you obviously
nice.
Kind of like a, you know, a brother you don't like to see as much as often as you. But yeah, you eat together, you know, you kind of sleep together. Well, not sleep together.
What?
You know what I mean? You experience a lot together, obviously, powering things together. That kind of makes you close, I suppose. But again, it's part of the job, really. When you go out and you see these things, because you're there to work, you don't kind of sometimes notice it, really, until after it's all finished.
What do we do now?
The safety checks need to go back on the computer. 9 o'clock's normally officially kind of supper time.
After a quick cuppa, I took a tour of the station with Corinne.
This is the engine house. We've got a spare fire appliance. This is the PT rooms. We need to obviously keep fit. So in the background, you can actually hear Andy Watkiss pounding away on that treadmill. He's like Forrest Gump, actually. Look at him go. So in here, we store our kits. You've got your fire tunic, fire leggings, gloves, helmet. The leggings go over the boots, so they're easy to go on.
It looks like someone's just got out of their trousers and boots all in one go, like a toddler.
Yeah. If you had to put your boots on and then your leggings, it's just for speed, really.
We've come upstairs. The traditional fireman's pole.
So this is the pole drop. So if you're upstairs, I prefer to use this rather than the stairs. This is the bedding store. So we store all our sleeping platforms in here.
It looks like a load of camping gear.
Yeah, that's what it is basically, really. So when we rest, then we just get these out, and they're not that comfortable, but it's better than sleeping on the floor, I suppose.
So you each have your own bed, which is stored in here, and you have to go and sleep, you have to pull it out and go and put it up somewhere. Yeah. And where do you put it up?
Just random rooms, so mostly upstairs, just in the telly room or the resting room, really.
By 10:30, 4.5 hours into the shift, a variety of administration, coursework, home visits and gym sessions had taken place, and the team congregated in the mess room. Is this a typical night shift?
We have to do whatever comes in at that time, so we can get jobs any time of the night. We have to cope with the calls as well, and then catch up with some of the work that hasn't been done on the days for various reasons. Because if you get a fire call in between, all the other work still has to be done. When we get called out at night, the chances are that fires will be more advanced because they go unnoticed for a lot longer because there's hardly anybody walking the streets at 2, 3 in the morning.
I left the team at 11:30. They were preparing to get some rest in order to be alert in the event of a call out. I'd meet them the next morning at the end of their shift.
So at 12:30, we got called to a car fire. So from getting the first initial call, it probably took us about 3 minutes to get to the incident. So we used 2BA and a hose reel, and it took a while to go out.
And why had it gone on fire, do we know?
I think the police said it was arson, so somebody had set fire to it. Some nights you can be quite quiet, other nights you can just be in and out all night, but we're always here. When the bells go, we're off, so the members of the public know that we can respond to them in, 5 minutes or less sometimes.